You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Alex, greatest scary movie of all time.
Greatest scary movie of all time. Friday the 13th. I don't know.
No. Are you into the slasher ones?
The scariest movie for me ever was The Ring, actually, when I was a child.
The Ring was trippy. Was that the one where the girl crawls out of the TV?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was spooky.
Huh. Yeah.
I'm against that. That's super creepy.
What,
Alex,
just crawling out of TVs
yeah.
in general?
Oh, yeah. Movie? Well, you got somebody crawling out of your TV coming at you. I'm against it.
That's not for me. That's a good one, Alex. That's good.
Not bad.
What are you doing this weekend?
We're going to go to a concert at the Cervantes. Go see Talking Dopapod. Dressing up.
You're going to go see who? I'm sorry, say that again. You're going to see who?
There's a band called Talk, T-A-U-K.
Okay.
And Dopapod.
Dopapod? I've never heard of them.
I don't know these bands, but I will look them up. So,
what kind of music is it?
It's like a Jamtronica.
Jamtronica? Did you just make that up?
No, that's the thing. Don't worry. It's just not on this. It's not on this realm. It's my. Passion music. But
is Jamtronica kind of like house music in a way?
It's like bands that play electric music and like it's fun.
I'm gonna look some of that up on the YouTube today. Can I just type in Jamtronica and it'll bring up your type of bands?
So
you did make it up.
There's like people, people talk about Jamtronica music, but it's like,
Dom. Nobody talks about Jamtronica.
I've never in my life heard
not
anyone use that. So you're saying people do it. I'm not denying that.
Alex, not
it
one
exists.
Person has ever talked about Jamtronica.
You have to be in the right scene, I guess, to know what Jamtronica is.
The right scene. Okay. So here we go. There's a Reddit thread. Name your best or favorite Jamtronica bands.
It sounds like a Transformer character.
Here on Spotify, there's The Sound of Jamtronica, which would be a playlist.
Okay.
Is it like jam punk in a way?
I don't really know how. If you like were to take mix like the Grateful Dead and then mix it into like electronic music.
I don't want to do that.
Oh yeah.
Is there a certain style, like a certain like wardrobe you have to wear to listen to?
My favorite band is for this genre would be the Disco Biscuits.
Oh wait, what's this, Dom?
I got some right here, Jeremy.
Yeah,
it sounds like it's hold music. This is called hold music, Alex. This isn't Jamtronica. This is waiting to talk to Verizon. Your call is important to us.
Wait a minute, this one is good. Listen to this.
Somebody will be with you shortly. Your call is important to us.
Oh, come on.
Did you know you can get direct help at Verizon.com? Your
That's
wait time
funny,
is 5 minutes.
I think that one's pretty good. That was Dopapod, by the way.
Oh.
That one was Dopapod. I don't know, Alex.
Alex.
One of them I like. Oh, wait a minute. The Disco Biscuits.
They're like Berkeley School music, Dopapod.
That's just people screaming.
Hold on. You know, I see how you described it now as like jam band meets electronic music, right? This is the Disco Biscuits right here.
Yep.
Alex, I got to ask you, are you super impressed by how high-tech Mix 100 is with just holding our phone up to the microphone?
Hey, it works.
Yeah, I am. I'm in my
This is one of Denver's top radio stations right here, Alex.
That's why. Hold on a second, Alex. Jeremy, that's one of the top morning shows in the country.
This is why.
Because we do what regular people do.
Yep.
I enjoyed it. I'm not saying I didn't enjoy it. I loved it.
Yeah. I like the Dopapod. Out of all of those that I sampled, Dopapod was pretty good, Alex. I got to give you credit for that, man.
Yeah, we're going to see them at Cervantes. The Dobopod and the Disco Biz. I mean, Dobopod's going to be here, but the Disco Biz is not my favorite.
All right.
Dobopod, right, they went to, all those kids went to Berkeley, though. Like, they're talented musicians, you know? It's not like...
they're hippies.
Just, yeah, they're hippies, exactly.
Okay.
Well, have
all
fun,
right, well,
man.
Let's play some Rattle Off with you. We've got Amanda and James who are standing by, and they don't understand why we're spending all this time talking about Jamtronica. So we got to get to it. Alex, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
10 seconds, and Amanda and James, even if Alex gets it, don't hang up because we still want to talk to you. Alex, 10 seconds. We need 5 places that are closed on Sundays. 5 different places closed on Sundays. Ready and go.
Chick-fil-A and the library, the police department.
Oh, God.
I was thinking your time is up. I was thinking like time's banks, up. Post offices, those
Hobby Lobby.
Yeah, that was
Hobby Lobby. Yeah.
That'd be funny if the police department was closed on a Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hey, Alex.
All right,
thank
Alex.
You for being on the show, buddy. We appreciate
you. Thank you guys for taking my call.
Yeah. Nice meeting
you. Hey, man.
You.
Thank you for turning us on to Jamtronica.
Very cool.
Yeah, I was thinking closed on Sunday, like government offices and stuff.
Sure.
Like that,
yep.
So.
Oh, well.
Can you imagine? That would be hilarious if you called with an emergency the police department and you got
a
recording.
Sorry, we're closed today, so gotta have to wait till Monday.
Here's Amanda, who's patiently holding. Amanda, were you turned on by that Jamtronica music or no?
I have never heard of it either, so
it was different.
I mean, it was different.
Here's Deborah texted in. She goes, "Please stop the Jamtronica." Well, I can't see.
Music. Like, I don't know the situation where I would be like, hey, let's put on some Jamtronica and just chill and listen to that. I don't know the scenario where that would be possible.
I guess I know. Would it be running music at all? Because it's got a
If you want to run yourself off a cliff, maybe.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Amanda, what's your favorite scary movie?
I have to go with The Conjuring because supposedly they're supposed to be real. So that kind of freaks me out.
They're supposedly real. Okay, yeah.
I didn't see that one.
Hey, I got another one, old one, that's really freaky as hell. It's about real zombies. It's not like Walking Dead zombies, but it's talking about the voodoo kind of stuff from the Caribbean and stuff like that.
Okay.
And there was a movie called The Serpent and the Rainbow. Ooh. And it freaked me out when I saw that movie. So that's another freaky, scary one. If people are tired of the same slasher movies.
Never heard of it.
No.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to give you some gems.
Does the rainbow kill people?
No, The Serpent and the Rainbow, it's about... let's say it's almost like Caribbean type of voodoo stuff.
Okay.
And this guy gets buried alive, you know, but he can't... Yeah, yeah. But it like paralyzes your body, so your mind is active and you can think and you know what's going on, but you can't move your body.
That's
and
horrible.
So he's being buried and everything. Oh,
anything that has to do with being buried like gets me breathing heavy.
Right.
And
that's what I'm saying. It's freaky as hell. It'll give you nightmares.
I still wish there was a rainbow that attacked people, though. I'm a little underwhelmed, Dom. Like every time there was a rainbow, movie. Amanda, they would come down and strangle people.
When did The Serpent and the Rainbow come
scary.
Out?
Scary.
Serpent and the Rainbow was 1988.
Okay.
All right, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, dig out your VCR.
Oh, here's why. It's got Bill Pullman in it. Everybody likes Bill Pullman, right?
May he rest.
May he rest. And it's a Wes Craven film. I didn't know that, so that's kind of why it's so creepy. What are you doing this weekend, Amanda? Anything fun?
Probably just kid activity.
Kid activity.
So nothing fun. Okay. All right.
Sporting
so
event.
No fun.
Nope. No fun.
Man. And just a side note, Bill Pullman is still alive. So,
who was the one who died that's like him?
I did a quick Google search. I don't think Bill Pullman's dead now that I said that.
But who's the actor that reminds
somebody
you of
died.
Bill Pullman?
It was
but
the guy
dead.
Like in Twister, right?
Yeah.
The guy in Twister.
That's the guy I'm thinking of.
Me too. Oh, come on, Alexa. Bill Paxton.
That's
Bill
it.
Paxton.
That's
May
why
he
we
rest.
Were confused.
May he rest.
Bill Pullman, Bill Paxton. Okay. All right.
Never mind.
Amanda, let's play Rattle Off. You're getting an easy one too, by the way. So don't screw this up. All right.
Oh, great! Like, put the pressure on me. Sure.
Oh, tons of it. I mean, we're weighing down both of your shoulders with pressure here. 10 seconds. We need 5 scary movie villains, or, you know, bad guys from scary movies. In 10 seconds. Ready?
Yeah.
And go.
Freddy Krueger. I'm really bad at this.
The rainbow. See the rainbow.
Well, Michael Myers from Halloween is one that comes to mind. No. Jason.
Jason's a biggie. Yeah.
Chucky.
I don't watch a lot of those movies, so.
Yeah, but you've heard of them, right?
I've heard of them,
like,
but
the Blair Witch.
I would have accepted the shark from Jaws.
Sure, why not?
I would have accepted that.
I'm sorry, Amanda. You didn't get it. No free beer for you.
You don't have to apologize. We had a blast talking to you. We were just trying to save you from, you know, a kid's sports weekend or whatever. But
right? Oh, wow. I guess I better brush up on my scary movies and my characters.
All right.
You are delightful and charming. Thank you for calling. Have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Here's James. James, do you need some more Jamtronica music, or are you good?
Oh, no, I'm good to go. Actually, that band Talk, I've seen them before, so kind of cool. Riffing there.
Okay, good.
Wow,
see?
All right. 2 fans.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay, you got to tell us your favorite scary movie.
All right. I love scary movies, but I'm a classic scary movie kind of guy. I'm going to say the original Critters. From like the 80s.
Oh my god, I can see the cover right now with that big round hairy creature on it.
It was like furry creatures or something.
Yeah, they had it all. They had the sci-fi, they had the horror, little creatures that roll up in a ball and
there
shoot
it
out of their
back. Super cheesy. I like all the 80s horror movies too. I was just telling Josh, our producer, the other day that he needs to go through and watch all the sleepaway camps. Have you watched those, James?
I have, but it's been quite a minute.
Sleepaway Camp and Sleepaway Camp 2 are some of the best just cheesy horror movies with a ton of unnecessary nudity, let me add.
Oh.
That's probably why I remember them, but they're just great scary movies. Really good. All right, good call on the Critters, man.
What are you doing this weekend?
Well, my wife and I just moved, so I'm on the road right now, actually. I got a truck full of stuff, the last load. I'm taking it up to Erie, where we're living.
Oh. Huh. All right. Why'd you move to Erie?
You know, closer to work, so that's always good. We were in Aurora, so we're looking at about an hour drive every day, so we're glad to have that.
Oh, yeah. Ouch. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that gets tired after a while. So, but Erie, you know, you could have a few years ago said you were really, you know, moving to a slower-paced way of life, but Erie anymore has got quite a few people, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure is growing, I can tell you.
Yeah. I'm looking at a map right now, and yeah, it's exploding.
It's like the way Castle Rock, you know, 25 years ago, Castle Rock was a sleepy little, you know, village almost, and now it's exploded. Same thing with like Elizabeth and Erie and places like that, but yeah, good for you. You like your place that you got?
Yeah, it's real nice. You know, we're first-time homeowners, so we're real tickled to be in there. We're lucky.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, that's cool.
Good
man.
For you.
Congrats.
Good for you. And the first time homeowner, so now the repairs begin.
Have fun.
Oh, yeah. We got our list is pretty full already.
Yep. So start saving.
Yeah. Just wait till you've been in for about a year and everything starts breaking. James, there's no landlord to call anymore. It's all you, cowboy.
Oh, I'm ready for it.
All right. Good for you. All right. Let's play some Rattle Off. You're our last contestant today. So if you don't get it, you know what? If you don't get it, I'm going to open up the phones for new people. But let's see if James can get this.
Play
10 seconds.
Me.
Come on, Jimmy boy. 10 seconds. This one might be kind of easy, too. We'll see. Give us 5 different phobias. Phobias. 5 things that people can be scared of, since we're talking scary stuff. 5 different phobias. Ready? And
hold on.
No, you don't need the names. Oh. You don't need the official names.
Cool.
Just like, you know, a fear of, you know, this, there, or that. 10 seconds. Ready? And go.
Well, I know the agoraphobia is the fear, I think, of going outside.
No.
This isn't
going to
work good.
This isn't going to work. Hold on. James.
Just say black cats.
Conversation will kill you in rattle off. You just need to you got 10 seconds, so just rattle off five things. Right. We don't need the actual name of the phobia, just what it is a fear of, okay?
Right.
10 seconds. Ready and go.
Say the fear of going outside, the fear of deep water, the fear of sunlight. I'll say the fear of driving.
And you didn't even take the black cats. I gave you one.
Yeah.
Black cat.
Yeah. You could have just said heights, elevators, spiders,
drowning,
snakes.
Yeah.
I almost got it, though.
No.
Well, you got four.
You didn't get it, James. I'm sorry.
You know, we really enjoyed chatting with you.
Too late to say black cat?
Yeah.
It's too late.
Pretty much. Hey, listen, you're a good sport. Thank you for being on the show. Congratulations on your new home, my friend.
Hey, cheers. Thanks, guys.
Bye. Cheers to you. Thank you for being on the show.
Would that be more of a superstition, though, now that I think about it?
What?
The black cats?
Yeah, but there are some people who are afraid of cats.
All right, so we would have accepted it.
I'm sure there's a certain something.
Or just cats. Yeah.
For cats.
Oh, I hate cats.
So, all right, so we didn't get a winner today. Are you all right with that?
Well, you said you were going to open the lines back up.
Do you want to?
I'm fine with that. We can take, like, two more.
All right, let me go to line one right here. Hey, good morning. What's your name?
My name is Amelia.
Amelia, turn your radio all the way down for me, okay?
Yes. Got it.
Yeah, all the way down. Amelia, what's your favorite scary movie?
Ooh, I am going to say... Oh,
yeah.
I can't even think of it. There's so many.
Pretty Woman.
So, Pretty Woman. No, gosh, you know what? Probably
you can't name one scary.
On.
Just name
like
us. Name a
like
scary
first,
movie.
Like the very first movies, like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street.
First ones, or Halloween, the very first ones.
Really, that one? It's so cheese.
It is cheese, but I tell you, when the first Halloween came out originally, and by the way, that was 45 years ago this week. That the original Halloween came out. That was scary at the time. It seems cheesy
now. Yeah, the first ones, after that, they got ridiculous.
Okay. Fair enough. Let's play some Rattle Off. We can't get a winner today, Amelia. We're counting on you, okay?
All right.
Come on.
Well, you called us, right?
Come
on. Did we call you or did you call us? listen, if you don't get it, we're going to go to Kendra next and then Carolina, I believe. 10 seconds, Amelia. Five things that you can get stuck in your ear. Five different things that might get stuck in your ear.
Come on.
Ready? And
Q-tip.
Hold
wait,
it. Ready?
Wait.
And go.
Q-tip, a bean, a finger, a cotton ball. An earring.
I'm going to accept earring because there's some people that can't get that backing off, and so technically it is stuck.
It could go
in your ear.
Drives me crazy.
Drives her crazy, Dom.
I still want to talk to Kendra and Carolina, but I got to say you are a
winner. I love that you said bean. Everybody got a visual of a bean stuck in your ear. Little kidney bean in there.
Oh, you are adorable. Listen, hold on. Josh wants to chat with you about your prize, okay?
Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you.
We love you back.
Kisses.
We love you so much.
Mwah, mwah.
Kendra and Carolina, I'm assuming that's how you pronounce her name. They're still on the line. Kendra, thank you for holding.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Hey. Greatest scary movie.
Oh, I don't like scary movies. I'd probably say Gremlins. I don't know. Is that scary?
Gremlins. Oh, my God. I forgot about that one. With Gizmo.
Yeah, it's the Gizmo.
Little Gizmo, yeah.
Is that scary, though?
Yeah, because if you got Gizmo wet, he would turn into the Gremlin guy, right?
Yeah.
And they eat your face.
right.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I don't know. I don't watch scary movies.
That's okay. That's a good one.
It just depends on how people are wired, Kendra. I think some people are wired. They can't get enough. Like my stepdaughter cannot get enough of scary movies. I mean, that's just her bag.
This is her time to shine, right? October. She's like, let's do this.
Yeah. She loves it. I'm going to sit her down and make her watch that Ghost Story movie this weekend. And then watch. I haven't seen it in so long, Kendra. It's going to be one of those that it doesn't survive the test of time. And you watch it and you're like, oh, God, why was I so excited about this?
Exactly.
That happens all the time. What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
I got to work tomorrow and then probably just hang out with my kiddo on Sunday.
All right.
No, that's fine.
That's good. Yeah. Go make that money.
Yeah, all right. Hey, we're glad you called. You have a fun Halloween weekend and thanks for being on the show, okay?
Thank you. Have a good day.
See you later.
Thank you. And we have time for one more, and it is, am I pronouncing it right? Is it Carolina?
Yep, you got it.
Perfect. Nailed it.
All right. Best scary movie ever.
I'm a big fan of the Scream first few. I haven't watched the last 6,000 of them, but the first couple were great.
The first like two or three, pretty darn good. I'm with you.
Yeah, absolute classics.
Yep.
Who was it? Was Courtney Cox in that?
Courtney Cox, Nev Campbell. Nev Campbell.
Oh, that's right. Nev Campbell's in that.
And then that guy that Courtney Cox ended up marrying.
David Arquette.
David Arquette.
Yep. Let me darn.
Yep, those are good. What are you handing out?
What are you doing for Halloween?
What am I doing? I'm going to go around with the kiddos. We've got two Halloween parties this weekend that we're going to. My wife and I are dressing up, and should be a good time.
Huh. Nice. I'm about the same, but with puppies instead of kiddos.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What's your costume?
Buzz Lightyear.
What's your costume?
I'm Jesse from Toy Story, and he's Buzz Lightyear. He hates it. It's amazing.
What kind of dog?
He's a Frenchie.
Oh, I love the Frenchies. That's cute.
Yeah. What'd you pay for that dog?
For the dog costume or for my costume?
No, the dog.
No, what did you pay for the dog?
Frenchies aren't cheap.
The dog.
They're not. Yeah, it's not free. You don't get a free Frenchie. Well,
no, I wish that.
Excuse me.
It depends on when.
How many
and
shots you had?
How much did you pay for your dog?
He came out to about $2,000.
Oh, you got a cheap Frenchie then?
He's a pretty standard color, and he had a hernia, so.
You got a hernia discount.
He was defective.
He's got three legs.
Yeah, one eye.
Yeah, because Frenchies go for like $5,000-$6,000.
Oh
yeah, easy. Sometimes more than that if you get the special coloring.
Yeah, so cute though. That's cool.
I don't give people crap anymore about what they pay for their pets because when I was dating Gretchen, she had bought Niles and his brother, by the way, and now we only have Niles. But Niles the weirdo, and I said, "What'd you pay for that?" And she goes, "I paid $1,000 for each cat."
Wow!
And I was like, "You gotta be kidding!"
Meow.
Yeah, well, it's an exotic, it's exotic short hair, whatever, and stuff like that. But I'm going to tell you something right now. Bar none, greatest animal I've ever had in my life. And I'm like, this little dude was worth $1,000.
Well, he's trying harder.
I didn't even pay for him. She bought him.
He knows how much he costs, so that's why he loves you more. Right. He's like, oh, don't get rid of
him. He walks around like, I'm worth $1,000. What are you worth?
Pet me.
Pet me now.
Pet me, biatch.
Oh, Carolina, what's the origin of that name?
Argentina.
I love it.
Cute.
That's pretty.
Thank you.
Well, we've had a blast talking to you. Thank you for your time today. We hope you have a dynamite weekend, okay?
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye.
There you go. Another edition of Rattle Off, brought to you by Kapler Mechanical and Electrical.